And the pasuk continues, "Va'achar bo Moshe va'Aaron." And afterwards, Moshe and Aaron came, "Va'yemru el Paroi," and they said to Paroi, "Koy amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael." So said Hashem Elokei Yisrael, "Shalach es ami v'yachigun li ba'midbar." Send out my nation and let them celebrate with me in the midbar. As Rashi is medayik that we do not find the zakenim in this pasuk, even though Moshe and Aaron gathered the zakenim, and Rashi says that the zakenim were punished since they left one by one, they left Moshe and Aaron alone. Therefore, they were punished at the time of Har Sinai, that they were pushed further back, and they did not stand as close as they should have stood at Matan Torah. Vayomer Paroi, and Paroi said, "Mi Hashem asher eshma b'koilei? Who is Hashem that I should listen to his voice? L'shalach es Yisrael, to send Klal Yisrael out. Lo yodati es Hashem, I do not know who Hashem is. V'gam es Yisrael loy ashaleach, and therefore I will not send Klal Yisrael out." So Moshe and Aaron answered back, Vayomer, when they said, "Elokei ha'ivrim, the God of the Ivrim, Nikra Oleinu, happened to us. Let us go now a way of 3 days by midbar in the midbar, and we will shecht to Hashem our God, because if you will not let us go, maybe it will counter us," which was derech covered, it means maybe it will counter you, "a mikro shel moves, a happening of death, by dever or by chorev, by a plague or by the sword." Because of Kavod Malchus, Moshe did not want to say that you will get Dever Oicherev, but rather he says we will get it. But it ultimately meant that Paroi will be hit by Dever or Bechorev. It is interesting to note that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to go to the Zakenim and tell them that Moshe and the Zakenim will go to Paroi in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, the Tzivui says three things. It says that you should use the name Hashem Elokei HaIvrim, and also say Nikra Olenu, he happened upon us. And it also says that we will go for 3 days. These three things are not mentioned at all when Moshe first spoke to Paroi in Pasuk Aleph, Perikei Pasuk Aleph. Over there, instead of saying Elokei HaIvrim, he says Elokei Yisrael. Instead of saying Nikra Olenu, he doesn't say anything about how he appeared to him. And third of all, he does not mention that we are going for 3 days. Only in Pasuk Gimel do we find Hashem Elokei HaIvrim, and Derech Shloshes Yomim, and Nikra Olenu. So the question is, why Taka did Moshe not say exactly what Hashem told him the first time, only at the second time? And also one has to know, what exactly did Moshe add in Pasuk Gimel to answer Paroi's question, that he said, "Who is Hashem, and why should I send you out?" What is added by changing the name of Hashem, by saying Elokei HaIvrim, and by saying Nikra Olenu, and saying we're only going for 3 days? Ayin Hemek Dover, the Nitziv, who discusses these questions. Vayomer Aleihem Melech Mitzrayim, and the king of Mitzrayim said to them, to Moshe and Aharon, "Lama Moshe va'Aharon tafriu es ha'om mimaso?" Why are Moshe and Aharon disturbing and separating the nation from their work? Go to your work in your house. Moshe and Aharon did not have to work in Mitzrayim. They were part of Shevet Levi, and Shevet Levi did not work. So Paroi told Moshe and Aharon, "Go back to your house and do your own work. Do not disturb the nation's work." And Paroi said, "Hein rabim ato am ba'aretz. Behold, now the nation is very great. Mishbatim oisam misiv loisam, and you want to stop them from their work. That is a tremendous loss for Mitzrayim." And therefore Paroi commanded on that day Eshan Noiksim, the overseers, Ba'om on the nation, the ones who enforced the Shoytrim to do the work, Veshoytrov, and he commanded the Shoytrov who enforced the Bnei Yisrael to work, and the Shoytrim were Yidden. Lema saying, "Loisei Sifun, do not continue Loseis Tevin La'om, to give straw to the nation, Lulbain Hadal Halavainim, to make bricks, Kismol Shilshim, like yesterday and the day before. Heim Yelchu Vekoshu Lohem Tevin, let them go on their own and gather for themselves straw to make the bricks. Vesmaskoinis halavanim, and the number of bricks, Asherheim Oisim, that they were used to making tomorrow, Shilshoim, yesterday and today, Tasimu Alehem, continue putting on them. Loisigra ume mimenu, it should not diminish the amount of bricks that they make. Ki nirbim haheim, because they are lazy and the work is weak in their hands. That's why they are screaming, saying, let us go and shech to our gods. Let the work be heavy on the men, and let them continue doing it. And let them not speak with words of nothing. And the Noksim, the overseers of the Mitzrayim, and the Shreitrav, the Yidden, by Yermu Elaam, and they spoke to the rest of the Lamar, saying, Koyamar Pari, so said Pari, Ineni Noisen Lochem Teven, I am not giving to you straw anymore to make the bricks. Atem Lochu Khu Lochem Teven, you yourself should go and gather for yourself straw, Measher Timso'u, from where you will find them. Ki ein nigra me'avidaschem davar, because it will not diminish from your work the amount of bricks that you make, davar, anything. And therefore the spread out in the whole land of Mitzrayim l'koishesh kash, to gather a gathering latevin for the straw. Banoiksim otzim lemar, and the noiksim, the overseers, were pushing lemar, saying, kalu masechem devar yom biyomai, finish your work in that day, for that day, on that day, kasha biyos hateven, just like when the straw was given to you from Pari's house. The shoitrim did not want to push the Yidden. Vayuku shoitrim bnei Yisrael, and the shoitrim were hit. Asher somu aleihem noksei Pari, that the overseers of Pari placed them shoitrim on the Yidden. Lamar saying, Madu aloi chilisem, why did you not finish chokchem, your set amount, lilboin, to make bricks? Kismoil shilshoim, like 3 days ago. Gam timoil gam hayoim, yesterday and today. Why, yesterday and today, did you not make the same amount of bricks as Kismol Shulshim, as 3 days ago when you had straw? And as Rashi explains, the Shoitrim did not want to push the Yidden to do the work, and therefore they were hit when the Yidden did not come up with the right amount of bricks at the end of the day. And because of this great Sitkis, that they were hit because of Klal Yisrael, they were Zeichet to become Zekanim later on. And the shoitrim of the Yidden came. Aku el Pare, and they screamed to Pare Lamar, saying, Lomo sas echoi lavodecho, why are you doing this to your servant? Teven einitin lavodecho, straw is not given to your servants. Ulevenim oimrim lanu asu, and bricks they are telling us to make, the same amount. Vihine avodecho mukim, and your servants are getting hit. The shoitrim, vichotos amecho, and this is bringing a sin to your nation, to the Yidden, that we are unable to put out the amount of bricks that you want. Vayomer, and Pari said, Nirpim atem nirpim, you are just lazy, alken atem oimrim, therefore you are saying, Neilcho nizbecho l'Hashem, let us go shech to Hashem. V'ato na lechu ivdu, go work, v'seven lo yinosen lochem, and straw will still not be given to you, v'seichen leveinim titenu, and the number of bricks you still have to produce, and you still have to give. Vayiru shoitir b'nei Yisrael oisam, and the shoitrim saw the Yidden bira, they saw them in a bad situation. Lamer, when they had to say to them, Laisigru milavnechem devar yom biyomai, do not diminish from the number of bricks for that day on that day. And the shoitrim were coming out from Pari. Vayifku'u es Moshe v'Saharan, and they met Moshe and Aharon nitzavim lekrosim, standing before them. And Rashi explains, whenever it says nitzavim or nitzim, it is referring to Dasan and Aviram. So Dasan and Aviram, who were shoitrim, interestingly, they were shoitrim, they were leaders of Klal Yisrael, even though we find them getting into trouble so many times over the next few parshas. And these shoitrim, Dasan and Aviram, came out from Pari, and they stood before Moshe and Aharon. B'tzeisam eis Pari, when they came out of Pari, Vayomru aleihem, and they said to them, Dasan and Aviram said to Moshe and Aharon, Yera Hashem aleichem v'yishpoi, let Hashem see you and judge, asher hivashtem esrechenu, you ruined our spirits, v'enei Pari v'enei avodov, in the eyes of Pari and the eyes of his servants, loseis cherev b'yodem lahorgenu, to give a sword in their hands to kill us. Yoshev Moshe el Hashem, and Moshe then returned to Hashem by Yomar, and he said, Hashem, lama hari oisa lama zeh, why did you do bad to this nation? If you're going to say, what do I care why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does bad to this nation? On that I say, Kovel ani sheshalachtani, I have grievance over the fact that you sent me. Why? Umeos bosi al Pari, because from the time that I came to Pari l'davi b'shmecha, to speak in your name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heira la'om hazeh, it only was bad, you only caused bad to happen to this nation. V'hatzel lo yitzalto es amecha, and save, you do not save your nation. So after the shoitrim, Dasan and Aviram came to Moshe to complain, Moshe went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, ever since I came to speak with the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only bad has happened to Klal Yisrael, and definitely no savior. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Ata Sireh, now you will see Asher Esel Afare, what I will do to Pare. Ki biyod chazaka, because of my strong hand, Yishalachem, I will send them out. Uviyod chazaka, and because of my strong hand, Yigorishem me'arte, they will be chased out of the land. Pare will not want them to even stay for an extra second. And Rashi explains that included in Hashem's words are a teichacha, an admonishment to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said, Loma Hari Oisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, you are not like Avram Avinu. Avram never questioned my ways when I told him, Ki bi Yitzchak yikor lecha zera, that your children will come out of Yitzchak, and then I told them to shech Yitzchak by the Akedah. Avram did not question my ways, but you, when I sent you to Parai and things did not work out exactly the way you thought right away, you said, Lama Hari Yosa, therefore you will be punished. Atosira, now you will see what will happen to Parai, but you will not see what will happen to the kings, the seven kings, when I will bring them into Eretz Yisrael. The Sitzni Chachomim and other Mepharshim ask that in Parshas Ba'al Oischa, Perik Yud, Pasuk Chavtes, when the Pasuk says, Moshe said, Noisim Anachnu, we are traveling El Amokam Asher Omar Hashem, to the place that Hashem promised us, to Eretz Yisrael, Rashi is medayik that Moshe said, Noisim Anachnu, we are traveling. And Rashi says that at this point, it was not Nigzura the Gezerah of Moshe not entering Eretz Yisrael. Ukesavar Shehu Nichnas, he thought that he was entering. And this is shver from two places in this week's Parsha. First of all, we see over here, Atosira, which we translated to mean that now you will see, but you will not see what will happen to the Zion Umos, which is mashma that he will not enter Eretz Yisrael. It seems that Moshe already knew at this point that he will not enter Eretz Yisrael. Also earlier, when the pasuk says, Moshe said, "Shlach no biatishlach, send in the hand of the one who you want to send, the one who will lead them in Eretz Yisrael, which is Yeshua." It's mashma that Moshe knew already that Yeshua will be the one to lead them into Eretz Yisrael. So how can Rashi and Ba'al Oischa say that Moshe did not know at that point? And the Sitzni Chachamim answers that in the Pasuk, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shlach no biatishlach, all we see is that Moshe knew that Yeshua will lead them in, but he thought that he will enter Eretz Yisrael, but not as a leader. And in our Pasuk now, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atos Sireh, Moshe knew that he will not be in Eretz Yisrael for all of the 14 years of Yerusha and Yeshiva, the 14 years that it took to capture and divide Eretz Yisrael, but he would enter. So therefore, it is not a stira between the two places. Moshe Taka did not know that he will not enter Eretz Yisrael. He thought he will enter Eretz Yisrael, just he would not lead Klal Yisrael, and he would not be there for the complete capturing of all the lands in Eretz Yisrael. Now let's go back on the Rashi's. Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph. V'acha bo'u Moshe v'Aharon. And afterwards Moshe and Aharon came, where were the Zakenim? Aval ha-Zakenim nishmitu echod echod. The Zakenim left Moshe and Aharon one by one. Me'acha Moshe v'Aharon. Ad she'nishmitu kulam, until all of them were gone. Koidim she'higiu le'paltin, before they reached the palace. Lefi she'yaru le'leches, because they were afraid to go to Parit. Uv'sinai nifra lohem. In Har Sinai they were punished. As the Pasuk says, V'nigash Moshe levadai, Moshe alone came, V'hem lo yigashu, and they did not come close. What does that mean? Hechziram l'achareihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed the Zakenim further back. And they were not in the place that they would have been were it not for this Avera. A similar idea we find in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin, where Esav's men also left him. And because they left him, just the opposite, they got schar in the time of David HaMelech. So here we see by leaving Moshe and Aharon they got punished, and over there we see by leaving Esav they got schar. And Rashi says, Vayter penyifko enu, penyifko echo, hayutzrichim loymar loy. They should have said to him, lest you be encountered with death or a plague, not us. El shecholku kovid lamalchus. They were choylet kovid, they gave kovid to the king. Pekiyazu lashemikwa mavasi. The word pegiya means an encounter with death. So we see over here that Moshe was choylet kovid lamalchus by saying that we will encounter death instead of saying you will encounter death. One has to wonder why Rashi in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Memches, Pasuk Beis, when we see that Yaakov Avinu sat up on his bed by Yischazik Yisrael, by Yeshev Al Hamita, to give covet for Yosef, And Rashi brings down Mikan Shechokin covered Lamalchus, and he brings a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu, because by Moshe it says V'yordu chol avodecha ele elai. Moshe told Paro, your servants will come and bow down to me, and he doesn't say you, Paro, will bow down to me. He says your servants, because he was chaylik covered Lamalchus. It is interesting that Rashi does not bring down this pasuk, which is before that pasuk. This pasuk that says pen yifko enu, instead of saying pen yifko echo. And Rashi continues, why is Moshe and Aharon tafriyu esa'om mimasov, disturbing the from their work, tavdilu, separating mitarchiku esam, and furthering them mimilachtam from their work. Sheshoimim lochem, they are listening to you, usivurim lanuach minamalocha, and they think they will rest from the work. Where do we find this word, tafriyu v'chein piro'ehu, al tavraboy, further yourself, do not pass him, v'chokehu, it means to further, v'chein, and they furthered all my etzes, v'chein, and also in Shemois, kiparuahu, because Yidden were nirchak v'nisav, furthered and detestable. L'chula sivlei seichem, Paray told Moshe and Aaron, go to your work. L'chula malachtechem, sheyesh lachem lasis b'vatechem. Go to your work that you have in your house. Avo melech es shibud Mitzrayim, but the work being done in Mitzrayim, lo hoise al shiftish alevi, was not on the shevet Levi. A riot to you is Moshe and Aharon were able to go in and go out without any permission. Therefore, it must be means go to your work in your house. Behold, many are the nation now. The work is reliant on them. And you want to stop them from the work? This is a tremendous loss for Mitzrayim. And Paray commanded the Noiksim. Who were the Noiksim? The overseers, Mitzriim Hayu. They were Mitzriim. Vashoitrim Hayu Yisraelim. The Shoitrim were Jews. Hanoiges Memuna al Kama Shoitrim. The overseer was appointed over many Shoitrim. Vashoiter Memuna Lirdois Ba'isim Alacha. And the Jewish Shoitrim were appointed to push the workers themselves to do the work. And he commanded them not to give any more Tevin. In French, it's Ashtubla. Hayu Gavlim Oisa Imatit. The way they used to make bricks, they used to mix it together with the tit, and with that they would make bricks. Levenim tilosh balaz she'oisim mitit, they make it out of tit, out of plaster. Umiyabshin oisim bchama, and they mix it together with straw, and then they dry it in the sun. V'yesh she'serfin oisim bekivshon, some instead of putting it in the sun, they put it in a furnace, and that's the way they make bricks, with straw and tit, and drying it in a hot place. Kismol shilshim, you will not have straw like small shilshim, kasher yisem oisim adhena, just like you did until now, yesterday and today. Bekashishu, the word bekashishu means beluktu. Bekashishu means they will gather. Bes maskoinus halvenim, and the number of bricks will not diminish. Zechush, zechum, chesben halavonim. The tally of the total amount of bricks, shehoya kolecha oisim layoim, that every person did each day, kishehoya tevin nasan lahem, when the bricks were being given to them, oisei schum tosimo aleihem gamato, that amount you should continue putting on them, laman tichbar ho avoido aleihem, in order to make the work harder for them. Kinerpim min avoidehem, because they are weakened and lazy and loose from the work. Lekach libom poine el habatolo, that's why their heart is turning to batolo, doing nothing. Vitzayakim leimer nelcha, and they scream saying, let us go worship our God in the midbar. Maskoines v'toichen levenim, the number of bricks, v'loi nisaknu alilois, and to him deeds are totaled, v'esakesef hamasukon, and the money that was counted, kulam loshen cheshbenheim, they all mean a totaling, a tally, counting up something. Nirpim hamalacha refuya biyadam, the work is weak and loose in their hands, mazuva mehem, it is left from them, v'heim nirpim imenu, and they are lazy from it, right Rashi Balaz. And he said, Al Yishu B'divrei Shoker, they should not speak in words of nothing. Val Yego V'yadabu Tomid, let them not speak always B'divrei Ruach, with words of air, lamer of saying, Ne'el Chanizbecha, let us go and Shech. V'daimalei, and a similar thing we find, V'eshe B'chukecha Tomid, I will speak, same word as Yishu, in your ways always. L'masha Ulishnina, Mitagaminan Ulishuim. On the word Lishnina, Tagam says Ulishuin, to speak. V'saper, to speak vishtoi, also the same word, the shorish shin ayin. The ef shalomer yishu, one cannot say the word yishu is lashin vayisha Hashem el hevel, that Hashem turned to hevel. Kayim El Minchosoi Loishah, and to Kayin and his Mincha, he did not turn in Parshas Bereishis. Ulefarish, and maybe you'll want to explain the same thing here. Al Yishu, you should not turn. Al Yifnu, you should not turn to Divrei Sheker. Sheim Kain, if that was the case, Hoyaloi Lichtoiv Al Yishu El Divrei Sheker. It should have said you should not turn El Divrei Sheker, not Bid Divrei Sheker. Oi Le Divrei Sheker, because when you turn to something. Kigen Kain Gezeres Kulam. Though is the Gezer, the makeup of all the words that mean to turn. As we find, Yisha Ha'adam, a person turns Al Oiseu, to the one that created him. V'lo Sha'u El Kadosh Yisrael, they did not turn to the Kadosh Yisrael. V'lo Yisha El HaMizbechois, they did not turn to the Mizbechois. V'lo Matzasi, I do not find Shimush Shel Beis, I do not find the Shimush of Beis, Smucha L'achareim, after these words. We only find Lamids, something that means two. Aval Achar Loshen Dibur, but when we want to say somebody is speaking about something, kimisasik ledaber bedover, like somebody who is busy speaking about something, noifel loshen shimush beis. There we do find a beis following it. Kigoin hanidbarim becha, speaking becha. Vatadaber Miriam v'Aharon b'Moshe. Miriam and Aharon spoke b'Moshe. Hamalach hadover, the mouth that speaks be ledaber bom. And I will speak bi'ed voisecha. So we see all these words that have to do with speaking is followed by a beis. And therefore, afkan, here also, al yishu b'divrei sheker, when it says, do not speak b'divrei sheker, al yu nidborim b'divrei shav avoy, do not speak with words of nothing. So Rashi concludes that it makes more sense to say the pasuk over here means, al yishu, do not speak b'divrei sheker, because there is a beis there. And whenever it talks about speaking, it's followed by a beis. As opposed to when it's referring to turning, it would say Ba'al Yishu Le Divrei Sheker or El Divrei Sheker. What is a bit schwer is that Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, Perik Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, when it says the Pasuk Vayisha Hashem El Hevel El Mechasai, over there Rashi Taka does bring down our Pasuk in Parshas Shemois Ba'al Yishu, and over there he says Al Yifnu, he should not turn. So Rashi over there seems to be a bit of a stira to Rashi over here. And Rashi continues Atem Lechu Kichu Lochem Tevin. And he commanded the Noiksim and the Shoitrim to go get that they should tell the Yidden to get their own Tevin. Utzrichim atem lelech bizrizus, and you must go quickly, ki ein nigra dover, because it will not diminish the amounts, mikol schum levenim, from the tallies of levenim, shayisim oisim leyoim, that you have to do every day, biyois ha-tevin nitin lochem, at the time when the straw was given to you, mizuman prepared mibeis ha-melech, you must keep up the same amounts and the same totals. Lekoshish kash la-tevin, and the went and gathered a gathering of straw, less of asifa, to gather a gathering, lilkoit leket, letzarech tevin atit, for the purpose of the straw, which will be mixed with the tit. Kash, the word kash, loshon likud, it means to gather. Al shem shedover hamispazerhu, because straw is something that is spread out. Letzarech lekoisheshoi, and one has to gather it. Kori kash b'shar mekoymes, that is why it is called kash in other places. The word kash means to gather, but we also find that straw is called kash, because straw is something that one must gather. It is interesting that Rashi had to repeat again what the word kash means, to gather, even though he had already said it in Pasuk Zayin, V'kashashu, V'loktu. And Rashi continues that the Noiksim were pushing the Shoitrim. Otzim Doichakim, it means to push. Tvar Yom B'Yom, finish your amount of that day in its day. Cheshbin shall call Yom, the amount of each day. Kalu B'Yom, finish in that day. Kasher Asisim B'Yos HaTevin Muchon, like you did when the straw was being prepared for you. Vayuku Shoitrim B'nei Yisrael, and the Shoitrim were getting hit. HaShoitrim Yisraelim Hayu, the Shoitrim were Yidden. V'chasim Al Chavreim, and they had mercy on their friends. Miladochkom, from pushing them. U'kishehoyu Mashlimim HaLevenim L'Noiksim, Shehem Mitzriim, when they would finish the amounts at the end of the day and count up the bricks for the Noiksim, which are Mitzriim, by a chosar min aschum, and it was missing from the amount that they were supposed to make. Hoyamalkin oisam, the Noiksim would hit the Shoitrim, al shalei dochaku es oisi hamalacha, because they did not push the ones who actually were to do the work. Lefikach zachu oisam Shoitrim liyas Sanhedrin. Therefore, these Shoitrim were zeicha to become Sanhedrin. The notzal min aruach hashal Moshe v'husam aleihem, and Hashem made more and increased the ruach, the Shechina on Moshe and put it upon them. Shenemar, like it says in Parshas Baloischa, es for li shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. Gather 70 people from the Zikne Yisrael. Me'oyson sheyoda ha'toiva she'osu b'mitzrayim. Those sheyodata that you know the toiva that they did in Mitzrayim. Kihem zikne om v'shoitrim. That they are the zikenim, the shoitrim in Mitzrayim that got hit because they did not want to push Klal Yisrael. And therefore they were zeicha to become Zakenim and Sanhedrin. Vayuku Shoitri b'nei Yisrael. Rashi is bothered by the lashon of the pasuk and he explains how to read the pasuk. Vayuku Shoitri b'nei Yisrael asher samu noikse pari oisam, that the noikse pari placed them, these shoitrim, l'shoitrim aleihem, for shoitrim on the b'nei Yisrael. Lamer saying, Madua, why did you not finish your amount of work? And this is the way you read the pasuk. Vayuku Shoitri b'nei Yisrael, and the shoitrim got hit. Asher samu noikse pare, that the noikse pare placed these shoitrim aleihem on Klal Yisrael. Lama vayuku, why were they hit? Shehayu oimrim lohem, because the noiksim would say to them, madua aloichi lisem, why did you not finish? Gam tmoil, yesterday, gam hayoim, today, choik hakotzav aleichem, the mount that was set for you, lilboin to make bricks, kismoil hashishi, hashlishi, like 3 days ago, shehu yoim shelefne esmoil, which is the day before yesterday. And that was the day when you had straw. Why did you not make the bricks today and yesterday, like 3 days ago? Vayuku, and they became hit. Other people hit them. Loshin vayuf alu. They were hit by others. Huku miyaracherim hanoksim hikum. They were hit by others. Who were the others? The noksim. Well, levenim oimer lanu asu. They came to Paro and they said that the noksim are telling us to make bricks without tevin. Hanoksim oimer asay lanu levenim kaminyan arishan. The noksim are telling us to make bricks like the first amount. Oimer lanu referring to the noksim. The chatos amecho. Ilu haya nokut pasach, if it would have said instead of vichatos, it would have said vichatas, hayisi oimer shehudavak. Then I would say the words vichatas and amecha are attached to each other. V'davrezeh chatas amechahu. And this thing is the sin of your nation, referring to the Mitzrayim. Achshav shehu kametz. Now that it says vichatos with a kametz, shem davrahu. It's a noun. V'kach birushoy. And this is the way it is explained. V'dover zeh mevi chatos. And this thing that you are doing is bringing a sin. Al amecha, to your nation, Klal Yisrael. Ki ilu kosov, as if the pasuk would have written, v'chatos le'amecha. This is bringing a sin to your nation. K'moy, where do we find a missing lamed? Ki vayena beis lochem, when you will come beis lochem. Shu k'moy le'beis lochem. V'chein harbe. So Rashi is explaining, if it would be v'chatas amecha, it would be two words that are attached, and it would be referring to the sin is your nation, the Mitzrayim. But if you learn v'chatos with a comet, it means the sin is to your nation, the Yidden. Seichen levenim, cheshben ha-levenim, the number of bricks, v'chein, like it says in Melachim, es ha-kesef ha-mesukon, the kesef that was mesukon ha-monui, that was counted. K'mo she'omer v'inyin v'yatsuru, they tied it, v'yimnu es ha-kesef, and they counted the money. For some reason, Rashi again seems to repeat what Mesukon, what Teichen means. He had already explained this in Pasuk Ches, Dibur Maschel Kinirpim, where there also he says it means a Lashon of Cheshbin. Vayiru Shoitri b'nei Yisrael, and the Shoitrim saw es Chavrehim, their friends, Hanirdim al Yodom, that are being pushed and worked hard, Bira, Ro Oysam Bira, they saw them in a bad situation, Vitzara Hamutzas Oysam, and the pain that found them, Bachbidam Ha'avoid Aleim, when the work was placed heavy on them, Leimar saying, Laisigu Melev Nechem, that it will not be diminished the amount of bricks that you have to make. Vayivku, and they met Moshe and Aaron, Anoshim Yisrael, people from Klal Yisrael, met as Moshe and Aaron, for Rabbeinu Dorshu, and our Rabbeinu learn, Kol Nitzim V'Nitzavim, whenever we find the words Nitzim or Nitzavim, Dasam Vavirim Hayu. It's referring to Dasam Vavirim, Shenem Abraham, because it says in a different place about them, Yatsu Nitzavim, they came outstanding. Ayin Rosh and Toisvis, Nidorim Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis, who they both ask an interesting question, that we find Nitzavim means Dasan and Aviram, when the ones who are standing are referring to Dasan and Aviram. But in our Pasuk we find, Vayifku es Moshe v'Aharon, and they, referring to Dasan v'Aviram, met Moshe v'Aharon, Nitzavim, Moshe and Aharon were standing, likrasam, before Dasan and Aviram. The words Nitzavim are referring to Moshe and Aharon. So how can we say Nitzavim in this Pasuk means Dasan and Aviram? Ayin Rosh and Taisvis Nidarim Samach Dalet Amid Beis. And Rashi continues, Loma Hari Oisa Loma Zeh. Moshe said, why did you do bad to this nation? V'im Taimar, if you'll say, Ma Ichbas Lecha, why does it bother you? Kaivel Ani Sheshalachtani, I have grievances over the fact that you sent me. Because from the time that you sent me, Heira L'Oma Zeh, Lashon Hifilu, it's a Lashon of Hifil, you caused bad to happen to somebody else. Hir Be'ro Aleihem, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were marbe and increased bad upon them. V'Tagumay, and Targum says, Avesh, to increase bad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Atosira, now you will see. Hir Harta Almidoisai, you thought and you questioned my ways. Like Avram Sha'amarti Loi, not like Avram that I said to him, Ki bi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara, that your main children will be in Yitzchak. Ba'achar Kach Amarti Loi, and afterwards I told him, Ha'aleu La'ola, bring him as a carbon. V'loi hir Achar Midoisai, he did not think and did not question my ways. Lefikach, therefore, you who did question my ways, Ato Sira, now you will see, Ha'os L'Pari Sira, what will happen to Parari, you will see. V'loi Ha'os L'Malchi Zayin Umois, and not what will happen to the kings, the Zion Umois in Eretz Yisrael, Kisha Aviyam La'oretz, when I will bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Ki biyod chazoka yushalchem, because of my strong hand, he will send them out. Mipnei yodi hachazoka, because of my strong hand, shetechzak aleihem olam, that will be strong over them, yushalchem, he will send them out. Ubiyod chazoka yugarshem yaretzoy, and because of my strong hand, he will chase them out. Al korchom she Yisrael, against the will of Klal Yisrael, yugarshem, he will chase them out. V'leyaspiku lasers lam tzeda, they will not even have enough time to make for themselves food for the way. V'chein hu oimer, and so it says in the pasuk, v'techezak mitzray, and the Mitzrayim pressure the nation to rush them to send them out of Mitzrayim.